Whale. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, but the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But give us a call, and we'll talk about what you'd like to talk about. Well, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on financially in the world. Somewhere between 30 and 60 trillion dollars has evaporated throughout the world since the onset of the financial crisis began in August of the year 2007. And basically, of course, the stock market here has dropped about 45% from where it was, about 14,168, somewhere in there, 14,168, and then down to where it is today. And it's got a lot further to drop. But all of this is imaginary wealth that's just been, has disappeared. And the same thing in the value of property. Property values were intensely run up so that, I mean, they had no relationship at all to the building, the property, but it was all artificially done. And this is how the game is played. What happens is banks, of course, make money readily available, and people find that they can borrow money and they can make money. And the more money you borrow, the more money you make. And so everybody is making money. And pretty soon, a lot of people stay on the sidelines because they don't believe in credit or borrowing money. But when everybody else is making money, you want to do the same thing. And so as this goes on, why, of course, they lower the interest rates, credit is readily available. It's easy to borrow money. It's easy to make money. And so everybody gets into the game. And then, of course, they change the rules. And what they do is they dry up the supply of money. They raise the interest rates. And everything begins to collapse. People begin to lose their homes. People begin to lose their factories. People begin to lose their farms. People begin to lose their jobs. And when they lose their jobs, they can't make their payments on their homes. And the whole system begins to contract. And they've done it time and again throughout the ages, and certainly during the history of our country. They've done it a dozen or more times over and over and over again, and people never learn. People say, oh, well, they haven't raised the interest rates recently, you know. Why the federal funds rate is down to, you know, well, 0.25%. Well, that's just for the banks. The banks can borrow at that rate, but you can't borrow it at that rate. You go out and you try to borrow money from the bank, and you're going to pay an exorbitant sum of money. Recently, Southwest Airlines needed to borrow $300 million, and they had to pay 10.5% interest. They had to put up 17 airplanes, and they were lucky because a lot of the other companies out there, the other airline companies, were going to have to pay 15 or 20% interest. This is the situation they've done. People don't understand how the game is played. It's the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred in all recorded time is taking place today, and the average individual has no idea. This whole thing is contrived. The whole thing is created, and the rich are going to get richer. But in the final analysis, they want to use this great tragedy that is going to impoverish people throughout the world to bring about their new world order. Because behind everything going on, behind the financiers of today, are powerful spiritual forces from the real ruler of this world. We'll be back in just a moment or two. Welcome your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, let's go to Mark, who is calling us from Florence, Oregon. Hi, Mark. How you doing? Mark, are you there? Mark, are you there? Mark, are you there? Well, I think we have to put Mark back on hold, and let's go to John, who's calling from Texas. Hi, John. How are you?
Not too bad. I was watching the McNair NewsHour tonight.
Shame on you, but that's all right. If you want to know what the enemy is doing, well, that's a good place to get the information. The disinformation, I should say.
Well, it was pretty interesting. They were talking about the stimulus package, and I guess part of it is a thing where they want people to buy American, and they're talking about, actually, I'm not real sure what the thing was. They were just talking about buying America. Anyway, they had a guy that I guess was from our government, and then they had the ambassador for the European Union on. And anyway, it's a thing where the European Union, and I guess, you know, it goes into the World Trade Organization, they're actually upset that we're, you know, that they're going to try and, you know, do this.
Well, of course, this is what's called protectionism. That's got a bad connotation. Well, how terrible it is that the American people should want to protect themselves and preserve their economy. No, basically what they want us to do is keep the tariffs low so we will continue having to ship our industries overseas, so we'll have to buy these products that are made by slave labor elsewhere, and, of course, there'll be no jobs for our own people. I'm all in favor of buying America. I'm in favor of putting back on tariffs, and really, America could survive. It could survive very comfortably if we had a sound currency and we could produce for ourselves. But that is not the globalist tendency, and they'll do everything to make it appear terrible. Now, what was your impression watching the program, John?
Well, actually, the guy that was who of our representative was really kind of got down on this guy. He talked about all these countries in the European Union, how they did this for their governments, and they didn't say anything, and anyway, it was more like the guy was actually for our country, and then the European Union guy was really kind of revealing what was kind of going on, how they're kind of controlling this stuff in a way, and the impression I got was they really, a lot of the stimulus money was probably the same thing with this bank deal, has gone to Europe and other, you know, countries, and so it was kind of interesting. The guy did a, you know, pretty good job as far as representing, you know, what we thought.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and right now we have John from Texas on, and John was just saying, watching a news program this evening. And, of course, there were this debate over protectionism, and somebody was saying, well, we need to protect our jobs here. And the European representatives were furious. Well, you have to understand that this is globalism. They want to take our jobs. They do not want us to have tariffs. I think the greatest thing we could do would be to return to tariffs, to protect our jobs and to protect our people, and, of course, to try to restore the foundations of this country. You see, the globalists really want to destroy the industrial base of our nation, and that part of this is the whole global warming scam, where, of course, they don't want us to have industry here, so they don't want us to use electricity, so they're going to run the price of electricity up. They use this whole threat of global warming, which is a non-existent threat, to destroy the industrial base of this country and to force us to cut our energy uses, our CO2 production, because energy is produced by the use of hydrocarbons, since they won't let us use nuclear power, to cut it back to where it was in 1990, and Obama's already agreed to do that, and it would be a disaster. But that's what they want. When you understand that, it already makes sense, John.
Well, you know, something else, on Monday night at 5 o'clock here, they have the BBC, and actually they say that it comes out of Los Angeles. But on Monday, they actually showed Gaddafi over in Libya being sworn in as the president of the African Union.
Right.
And that he's going to be the president for the next year.
Right. I basically, they want to create all these European, the African Union, the European Union, the North American Union, the South American Union. They're all stepping stones towards creating regional structures, and then, of course, combining them into the one world government. That's a long-range plan. And, but they may be
know,
able to...
I had called last week about this, the census, you know, the American Community Survey.
Right.
Anyway, it was definitely the census for sure. Anyway, they called me out Sunday right before the Super Bowl, so I figured, well, I better do this because I guess you're supposed to comply with these people, and so I ended up doing it over the phone, but that's what they're calling the census, and they said they were going to send this stuff out, I guess, over the next 5 months or something.
What they're doing is collecting a dossier on your job. That's what it's all about, collecting dossiers on all of our citizens. Hey, there is nothing. Your medical records are no longer private. Your dental records are no longer private. Google is tracking everything you do with your computer, and those records are there. Every time you go to the grocery store and use a grocery store card, the records are permanent. When you buy anything with your Visa or MasterCard, all of these records are being collected. A dossier on you. If you've never heard the four tapes that we have called China, talking about what happens when the communists took over China back in 1949, 1950, you need to get it and listen to it, and you'll see the similarity between what happened there and what's going on today. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
It might be interesting, you know, to... check that interview, though, tonight. I think they actually cut that thing short because it was, like I say, kind of showing this globalist type of thing and how we really, you know, weren't a sovereign country in a way.
And you're absolutely right. And what we want to do is maintain our sovereignty and not go into the one world government like all the people in the Trilateral Commission want, like our leaders want. Like the people who control the media want, because they all tie into the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the Bilderbergers. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Bye-bye, and let's go to Mark, who's calling from Florence, Oregon. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We lost you there for a minute.
I don't know what happened because, actually, you've got about a one-second delay on your program, and I think it's a natural difference between I'm on a landline and then you have the shortwave.
Okay.
And I generally, because I don't have a speakerphone right now, mine is not working. I listen to the shortwave on your program because I won't miss a call because there's only a one-second delay, but I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, what would you like to talk about?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I caught just less than the last half of your earlier 4 p.m. West Coast time program today.
You mean the one with Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America?
No, it was, well, that may have been him, actually, because you were addressing, you were talking about, from what I could gather, at least alluding to at least some of these 10 bills that pertain directly to severe gun control.
Right.
And the minimum all the way to the maximum
right.
of actually gun confiscation on a national level where you really wouldn't be allowed to own any gun. But these bills will allow the legislative leeway, if they decide to use it in the future, to do everything from there all the way to the extreme of confiscating everyone's gun. So you have those 10 bills. You're probably aware of that. And they haven't been passed, of course, but they're up to be passed.
No, there really are people. There really are people who want to disarm the American people in preparation for a dictatorship. They will talk about, oh, how they're concerned about gun injuries. Well, I would say, well, then let's take away all the police officers there in Washington, D.C., and let's really cut back on gun crime. After we disarm the police, why, then they couldn't shoot anybody inadvertently, could they? Wouldn't that be great? And of course, that they're not about to do that. They want to be protected themselves. They just don't want us to be able to protect ourselves.
Well, that's right. And Dr. Stan, you know, it's proven every time that the public has been disarmed because it's happened already in Britain. It's happened in Australia. And so we have statistics which have evolved out of that change in gun law, which allows no citizen, basically, to have a firearm or of any type at home to protect themselves with against crime, nor do store owners and such like that really have as much leeway. Perhaps they're allowed a certain license, I don't know. But, you know, it's the crime rate goes right up because the criminals have guns and the honest people don't.
That's right.
And that really puts the honest people to an advantage, which is 99 and 9/10% of us. So it's really tyrannical. There's one other bill I want to mention, Dr. Stan, outside of those 10 plus relative to the gun control. And Alex Jones has done a very good job of covering this. If you want to look it up, he's got them all down there in detail on his Infowars.com. But beyond that, he also has covered in this past week, which has been quite a legislative week, I mean, as far as landmarks toward tyranny. There's a bill that has just been passed, if I'm not mistaken, that actually okays the construction of 6 FEMA camps on 6 different military bases. I don't know what the size of they are capacity-wise, but I do know that there, I believe you've mentioned this yourself, Dr. Stan, that there are actually FEMA camps in every state of this union, including Hawaii and Alaska.
Well, there are detention camps over there. But go ahead. Anyway, you're absolutely right, and that, I think it's 165, H.R. 165. But if that's not right, somebody could call and correct me. But yes, this one was specifically to allow the creation of 6 detention camps in closed military bases, with the idea that they could be used in case of a national emergency. They could be used to house people if there was a crisis of some sort.
For anything.
But it's really all about a concentration camp. And we actually, for those of you out there in the listening audience who have never seen what we call the Shocker, it's a 2-DVD set, but there you'll actually see Congressman Jack Brooks at one of the congressional hearings trying to bring out the fact there was a plan. And this was back in the 1990s. No, actually, this was during the time of the Iran-Contra hearings, and that there was a plan to, in time of crisis, to round up Americans and put them in concentration camps. And repeatedly, he is interrupted by Senator Inouye. And then there's a clip with Henry Gonzalez, the chairman of the House Banking Committee, saying, "And there really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to round up American citizens and put them in concentration camps." We advocate everybody get that, or we have a 4 tape set on concentration camps. We even have a concentration camp special. It has DVDs and has that Shocker set with it, and a lot of other information, government documents. They've been planning on a dictatorship for a long time. In fact, we have a talk called "The Planned Police State." Gives you the whole background on it. I think everybody should be concerned. We've been talking about it for a long time. And the idea that they're going to put in 6 detention camps now, they've had them for a long period of time. They even put out $80 million to rejuvenate the concentration camps they put the Japanese in during the Second World War, under the idea that, we want to have that as a national monument so people realize how terrible it is to take away American citizens' freedom and put them in concentration camps. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what these wicked people want.
Yeah, and Dr. Stan, this legislation as it's up now, you know, when they bring it to Congress and they bring it into open congressional consideration of whatever they're attempting to legislate into law, this is now made public. So they figure they can cram it down our throats. This is the vast majority of the American people don't want any part of this. The only ones that want any part of it are the perpetrators. And they still figure they're strong enough, this relative few people, even with their police forces, against 300 plus million Americans, you know, at least probably half of whom are adults. And they have that power. They feel they have that power. And so I think in future it's really helpful to very carefully analyze exactly what their power consists of and think of ways in which to come against it at this point in time, because obviously the tried and true methods of work, of truth-telling through the years of which you've been a great part. But we're getting to a stage now where we're going to reach a point of no return once they set up a false flag terror attack to bring in martial law. They're all set up for it. But I always like to look at where we're at, Dr. Stanley. And by the way, if I don't meet you in person down here, I certainly look forward to seeing you in the year after. I'm sure you're a fine-looking Scottish gentleman, sir.
Well, I hope it'll be a little while before that occurs, but God bless you, Mark. Thanks very much.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, fine. Thank you. And now we're going to go to Susan here in just a moment. Hi, Susan. How are you doing? Susan, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan.
And we're going to just, in just a moment, as soon as we're through this music, I'm going to let you make your announcement about that motion picture you and your group are going to put on.
Right.
All right, Susan, go right ahead. This announcement will be heard all over the Monterey Bay area. It won't go out across the nation, though, because it's during a break. But it will be heard by all here, and it'll be heard tomorrow.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com.
866-374-8295. We just talked to Susan about a movie they're going to be putting on by Henry Lamb's group here. It's going to be next Tuesday on February the 10th at 7 o'clock. If you need more information, why, of course, you'll have to go to their website. But if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got a couple of lines open, but right now we have Ken calling from New York. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
All right, Doc. Good evening. I just want to pick up a bit on your first caller about international trade. He said he saw a TV debate or a conference on that.
No, but I think it was Neil McLaren or something like that.
Go okay. ahead. I walked into the room in the house last night. Somebody had on, I think, Fox News, and there was an interview with Chris Wallace, Mike Wallace's son, interviewing Obama. And he mentioned to him that there's language in the stimulus bill, I believe it is, about buying American, or Americans should be encouraged to buy American products, or products that have the Made in USA label or something like that. And Wallace phrased the question, it was so phony, it was so obvious that he wanted an answer like, oh, isn't that just protectionism, and we're closing our borders, and, you know, only caring about American industries and nobody else. He was phrasing the answer for Obama, and Obama stepped right into his question, how he phrased it, like, oh, yes, Chris, we can't shut ourselves off from the world, and I understand we have problems here, but in other words, you know, I'm not into this buy American stuff.
Well, let me tell you, Chris, if you were an American and you love our country, you'd want to protect our jobs, you'd want to protect our nation. But Obama, of course, was put in power by the people from the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the Bilderbergers. They control, they're only about 5,000, but they control the media, they control most of our large banks. In fact, of the Trilateral Commission, there's only 87 Americans in this North American branch of the Trilateral Commission. They control all the big banks. I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase, they control Goldman Sachs. They control the media. They control Time Magazine. They control Newsweek Magazine. They control U.S. News and World Report. In fact, the leaders of all of those belong. They're part of this 87 people. And the purpose, of course, of this group, headed by David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski, is to bring about a one-world government. And that's why they don't want protectionism. They don't want America to survive as a sovereign nation. They want to destroy our sovereignty. Because as Timothy Geithner was just saying, he was talking about, well, some people don't want to go along with this new international financial order, but we're going to have this after all. We're going to solve this problem that has been that we have today with the collapsing markets. We're going to have international control. And after all, we already have a World Bank. We already have a World Army. We already have World Trade Organizations. We already have, you know, a World Parliament. I mean, why is there any... Why should we be against, you know, simply giving up a little of our sovereignty so that we can solve this terrible problem? And, of course, this is the height of hypocrisy because they've created this problem.
Right.
I mean, Mr. Geithner was the president of the first Federal Reserve Bank of New York City. He's been working with Henry Paulson all along to create the problem. And why did they want to create the problem? So they could come up with a solution. And that would be the one-world government, the one-world economic system, probably a one-world currency, and down the line a one-world religion, a new faith, which we will all be required to go along with. And so let me give our telephone number out again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I would have been very surprised if Barack Obama had taken a pro-American position. Protectionism is just what we need if we want to maintain our sovereignty, and giving up protectionism is the road to globalism and the destruction of our nation, and the doing away with our freedom under our Constitution. And the people who put Obama in power were the very people who want to destroy this nation. That's what people do not understand. People keep talking about his communists, his radical left backings. Basically, the communists didn't put him in power. The Marxists didn't put him in power. The liberals didn't put him in power. It is the financial elite, which everybody misses, don't understand that they're really these small groups that control our nation. Barry Goldwater talked about the Trilateral Commission in his book with no apologies and said it is international. Its purpose is to take over financial and commercial control by first seizing the government of the United States. And they've seized the government of the United States. They control our nation. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment. And you hang on there, Ken.
Thank you.
Okay, Ken, I certainly share your concern. I'm not the least bit surprised that, of course, President Obama would go right along with the globalist agenda because he knows they put him in power.
What about Chris Wallace? Do you know, does he have any internationalist connections or...
I will tell you that if he were one who was telling the truth, he would not, of course, be on national television. I mean, you do not hold your job there if you don't go along with the agenda. And if you ever try to buck them, you will lose your job and never get another job. We had Monica Jensen Stevenson, who was actually a producer for 60 Minutes. We've interviewed her a number of times, and she tried to bring out the truth about the men we abandoned over in Vietnam, and of course she did get one program on 60 Minutes and then could never get a job again. Her book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, she sold it. It was out in the bookstores. It was actually called back from the bookstores, and many of the copies were actually destroyed. I think we still have some used copies of the book. She went up to Canada, got the rights to her book back, going into how we abandoned our boys over in Vietnam. And, of course, then they shredded 5,000 copies of her book, and you can hear that story in one of our four-tape sets. I think it's the four-tape set on One Man Return, the story of Bobby Gardwood. But this is what happened. In fact, we have a book called Into the Buzzsaw, and there you'll see the statements by several people who worked for the major media, major television in America, major radio stations or newspapers who told the truth. And, of course, they could never get a job again. And one of them was Gary Webb, who'd written on the CIA and drugs, and he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. Go ahead,
Ken. Well, last thing I'll leave you with is another observation I made last night. Not an observation. I actually heard it on the radio. It was on the computer, so I have a radio near the computer, and I think it was the West Virginia affiliate, WWVA, had on Michael Savage's broadcast. So a gentleman called up and he didn't say much, but then he said to Savage, "I urge everyone to read Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope." And Savage came right back and basically stopped him from continuing and said, like, "Oh, there you go again," or something like that, because apparently this guy had called him before. And then he said, "Do you have anything more important to say?" sarcastically. And then he hung up on him. And I found that really, I'm not a regular listener to his broadcast because he's pretty much a warmonger, but again, I found that interesting that all this caller did was say, "I urge everyone to read."
Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
Right away.
Hold that thought.
Shut him up.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Ken calling us from New York. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ken was saying that he was listening to Michael Savage on a radio program, apparently, the last day or so. And somebody called in and just said, "And I would urge everybody to read Professor Quigley, Tragedy and Hope." And immediately, Michael Savage put him down and said, "You know, do you have anything really important to talk about or more important to talk about?" And yet, of course, that is probably... of all the books I have, it's one of the five most important books in my library, because certainly Professor Quigley was a liberal college professor who taught it at Harvard and at Princeton before he went to Georgetown University, where he became Bill Clinton's mentor. And anybody can go up on the Internet and Google in Professor Quigley and Bill Clinton. You probably can pull down his Bill Clinton speech where he talked about Professor Quigley and the profound impact it had on him. And if you can't find it, we've got a copy of the speech that Bill Clinton gave talking about Carol Quigley. We've even, somewhere in my files, I don't think we have it for distribution, but we have a copy of the video where, of course, Bill Clinton gave the first inaugural Carol Quigley speech there for the Carol Quigley Association at Georgetown University. But Carol Quigley is important because he was an honest liberal. And he spent 20 years studying the secret society that controlled Great Britain and then came to control the United States. And, of course, it came out of a secret society created by Cecil John Rhodes back in 1891. It became something known as the Association, Society of the Elect, and then the Association of Helpers, and then the Round Table Group. And then it came to be known as, in America, the Council on Foreign Relations, and in Great Britain, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. And he wrote two books about it. One's called The Anglo-American Establishment. The other's Tragedy and Hope in the History of the World in Our Time, where he explains how this ties into banking, how these people use both political parties and control both political parties, and how they really want to establish a feudalistic system under their control. I can see why Michael Savage, if he wants to keep his job and stay on the mainline radio, would not want that allowed, because if you work in mainline radio, you know what happens to other people who have allowed the truth to get out. The American people must never, never, never be allowed to hear the truth. And Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, was suppressed for many years. We actually have it now. It's a long story on how it ever got to be available, but they had actually destroyed the place in the first half of the book, so it could never be printed again. And, of course, who are they? Well, Professor Quigley, we have an interview with him available through Radio Liberty, where he tells how his publisher, Macmillan, was purchased shortly after his book was released in 1966, and they set out and immediately destroyed the plates of the first half of his book, and then they lied to him for years, saying they were going to republish the book. They had no intention of it, and of course his frustration, because of course he wanted the royalties on the book. He was totally in sympathy with this elite who rules our country. He just thought the public should understand that we have this group who believes in noblesse oblige, the ruling elite, and they really want to do what's best for us. They want to destroy our sovereignty and establish a world government. That's what it's about. The only trouble is they really don't want to do what's best for us. The only trouble is that Professor Quigley missed the fact that these people are energized by a cult, and the forces and the supernatural, and that is what drives this move towards world government.
And so that is the one thing. That at all in Tragedy and Hope, the
right.
Hope element.
Right. He goes into the financially, the oil, but into the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgan, the Mellons, the Whitneys, how all of these people were working to bring about a one world government. Anything
which
else?
He sympathizes with, but he doesn't agree with their methods of secrecy.
That's
that
right.
True?
That's absolutely. On page 950, he will tell you that, I mean, he agrees basically what they're doing, but he disagrees that they want to keep this secret, and he thinks the people should have the right to know. That's why he wrote the book. But he didn't really understand. I mean, he was a brilliant individual, far more brilliant than I'll ever be, and I'm personally indebted to him for giving me the trail to follow. But he missed the real force behind all of this, because he was coming from a secular point of view.
Right.
He hated Christianity. He hated conservatives.
Really?
And he had total contempt for people like you and me. He called us, he referred to us a number of times as that petty bourgeois who voted for Barry Goldwater. The petty bourgeois who voted for Barry Goldwater. But, you see, he believed that we needed a ruling elite. He was part of the aristocracy. He was a brilliant individual, but he didn't have a relationship with our Lord. And I fear that, of course, in the end, he ended up leaving his wife and going off and living with he had a mistress, and then he betrayed his mistress and ended up living, I think, with his niece, and then he died. And what a tragedy for a brilliant mind. But then, after all, if you don't know God, why, you can do whatever you want to, can't you? Or maybe you can't. Maybe there is, a judgment both in this world and in the next world. Anything
right,
else?
Thank you. That
God
was
bless.
Very interesting.
Hey,
have a good night now.
Thank you. And let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to get the book of Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, why we do have the book, you can get that by itself, or you can get that with the interview, the taped of the interview with Professor Quigley. No, not an interview I did. It was done by a reporter from the Washington Post, but I purchased the right to use it from Professor Quigley's wife. Or you can get the Tragedy and Hope special, which includes the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, how the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation were doing everything they could to push a Marxist philosophy and destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life. Those are the words of Congressman Reese, who headed the Reese Committee, and this book is a summary of the Reese Committee findings. So that's the Tragedy and Hope special. You can get the book by itself. But give us, if you'd like to, you can always call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get that or like to get a catalog. But we'll go to Mike in Santa Cruz. But right now, we do have an open line. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're living in the most tumultuous times in recorded history. Certainly, I've been at this for 46 years. There's never been anything like we're witnessing today, with the collapse of the American economy, the collapse of the entire world economy, and now they're beginning to try to introduce legislation to set up detention camps, in closed military bases across America. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. And I think they'll put the economy back together just as soon as they feel like it. And I think that's going to be whenever they've managed to construct the power structure that they want. But I want to talk about the Fairness Doctrine and wedge issues. This Fairness Doctrine has come up again, and it by itself is a wedge issue in that it gets all the left worried that radio time, et cetera, is going to be taken over by the right. And then conservatives get all upset that radio time and all that is going to get taken over by the left. And so we battle it out between ourselves at the grassroots level, while in reality the Fairness Doctrine has been implemented actually quite a while ago. And what I mean is what you always talk about, the controlled media, which regardless of what the left or right is doing or saying, the CFR has got their doctrine going out no matter what. And so it was never anything legislated. It was never anything that anybody really discussed very much. They just did what they wanted.
That's
and they
right.
have it their way.
They're above the law. I mean, just like Timothy Geithner, he didn't have to pay his income tax. He never would have paid it if it hadn't been that it came up as an issue. And Tom Daschle, now here's a man who was a majority leader of the Senate for years, or the minority leader, both majority and minority leader of the Senate. You mean tell me he didn't know he was supposed to pay $100,000 or more in income tax? No, the elite are above our laws of our land. We have a visible government, and we have to obey those laws, but the elite do not have to obey the laws. And
yeah.
Believe me, they participate in all sorts of sexual orgies and with the utilization of drugs and perversion. And nothing's ever done to them. Anybody who has any questions needs to get the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, to find about the pedophile rings operating at the White House itself. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, all these, your previous caller was talking about Michael Savage, and then there's O'Reilly and Hannity and Combs and Limbaugh, of course, and a whole string of others. And if you listen to them, they go on and on with wedge issues. Sarah Palin was brought onto the scene. And what happened after that? Every last wedge issue in the nation hit the fan. Here was a beautiful woman, and it was all about abortion and children and Christianity and Republicans. And I think she really was the envy of every liberal woman in the country. And meaning that she was everything they ever wished that they were. Now we have this woman who had the octuplets down south, and that's occupying everybody's time. And that by itself is another wedge issue. These pundits that we've got that I listed a few minutes ago, they'll go on and on through their whole, 2-3 hours every day. And really they'll give you both sides of every issue. If they don't do it themselves, their callers will. And you end up not knowing which, most listeners end up not knowing which way to turn. And they become confused, and they just go home and watch something else on TV.
Well, that's exactly what it's all about, Mike. There's
yeah.
so many things that the American people don't know about. Everybody's heard about the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews. But who ever heard about Operation Keelhaul, where at the end of the Second World War, our leaders, our government, Canadian, English, and the allies in Europe rounded up 6 million Russians and sent them back to Russia. They're people that escaped from Russia or had joined the Nazis because they hated communism. They were rounded up 6 million of them, sent them back to be killed. We got a great DVD on Operation Keelhaul. How many Americans have ever heard of that? How many Americans have ever heard of the Great Hunger in China between 58 and 62, where our good friends, the Chinese communists, purposely starved to death between 41 and 43 million human beings? The figure you'll usually see on the Internet for the Great Hunger is about 30 million. 30 million, 40 million, they're only figures. Why don't we ever talk about those sort of things? We talk about when some woman gets raped at the end of the Second World War with the full help and support and financing of the American government. Literally every woman in Eastern Europe was raped in something known as the Great Rape. You can get all these things on the Internet. Thank goodness for the Internet. To focus our attention on unimportant issues, and they, of course, do never want to bring up anything really important. Not only that, but certainly they will never discuss the spirits of forces that energize the people who control our media and focus our attention on non-issues. I agree with you, Mike. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, one last item for that. I call it the soundbite du jour this morning, Obama. Regarding the bailout, of course, he says we're taking the air out of golden parachutes, meaning that the incomes and benefits for the corporate executives are now going to be limited for those companies that are taking bailout money, which I think eventually is going to be all companies through the whole nation. That'll be part of the nationalization of business. But since they're taking the air out of the golden parachutes, well, a whole lot of people breathe a sigh of relief that this bailout bill is going to do that, because everybody's been frustrated for so long about all the big money that these guys make, and now Obama's going to fix that. Well, yeah, that sounds like change to me, and he manages to, at least in this regard, make the whole thing popular.
Did he say anything at all about maybe letting the American people know where the $2 trillion is?
$2 trillion
that Ben Bernanke has given away? Why is he worried? Suddenly I'm against these executives making over $500,000 a year. Why would they be given any bonuses at all? Do we reward failure? They would not be having to take money from the American government if they'd been successful. I mean, and certainly if they do not give them a salary, they'll give them stock bonuses or options, or they won't call them bonuses, they'll call them cash awards. Do you honestly think that they would be able to stop them from doing what they're doing? It was interesting that they just appointed the Deputy Secretary of Defense, a man named William Lynn. He was the comptroller at the Pentagon who just lost $2 trillion. I had no idea where the $2 trillion was with the Defense Department when he was there. How could you lose $2 trillion? Well, now we put him in the Deputy Secretary of Defense. But I think you're absolutely right. What they're doing
is focused. How much are they going to lose next?
Yeah, right.
I'll be sure and let you know the minute I hear Obama talking about the $2 trillion.
All right, fine. God bless him. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Right.
And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have access to the Internet, just go up and type in $2 trillion, Ben Bernanke won't release information, something like that. And Ben Bernanke, you have to understand that this bailout is only minuscule. This is only, what, $900 billion. They've already given out over $8 trillion. Over $8 trillion. And a lot of that, they can't find out where it's gone, including $2 trillion of it. You can find out on the Internet, and Ben Bernanke says we can't let anybody know who got the $2 trillion of American money from the Federal Reserve, because it's a state secret. It's a trade secret. What sort of insanity is that? Well, the American people have got to get in sense. Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
Hi. Oh, it's a little cold and foggy up here. Continuing along the lines of your prior caller, this is the ultimate wedge issue, isn't it? Socialist communists like to get this class warfare going, envy and greed. And I would just ask you, Dr. Stan, by what perverted constitutional theory does President Obama even have the authority to dictate terms as to what compensation a company should offer someone?
By what possible constitutional basis is there for giving him any money at all? If they made bad investments, they ought to be allowed to collapse.
Amen.
Because we're not doing what should be done, they all ought to be allowed to collapse. Yes, we would have a difficult time for a while, and then we'd come out of it. But by propping them up, we're going to have a difficult time for a decade or maybe two decades. And in the meantime, of course, most people are going to lose the value of everything they have. They're going to inflate away the value of our currency. They're going to impoverish our people. Why doesn't anybody ask, where does Obama get the authorization? Where does the Secretary of the Treasury and the Fed get the authorization to give our over $8 trillion, now approaching $9 trillion, and we're going to lose a lot more before this is over. Hang on there, Dee, and if you're out there, give us a call. Well, Dee, does that answer your question?
Yeah. In other words, there is no constitutional
There is no
answer.
Right? Absolutely.
I guess that's the textbook definition of fascism, isn't it, where the...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
Dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours every weekday and then on our weekend program to about 33 stations, and several of the stations actually play our program several times. We need your help so we can reach more people. It's just that simple. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to get a free catalog, if you'd like to you'll get a free newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you. Of course, we hope you'll want to get some of the items. And, of course, we right now are suggesting that people get the new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the third in a series put out by Chris Pinto, the first being The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. What were the secret mysteries? Why was the fact that there were secret societies that came to America in about 1640 or 1650, long before America was ever established, and their goal was to have America become the new Atlantis that would lead the whole world into the one world government, just exactly what's going on today. So that's the Secret Mysteries DVD. And then the second of the series is Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And, of course, as you go over that, you find out that there really is a secret architecture there. There are all sorts of the signs of the zodiac and, of course, the statues of the mythical gods. What are they doing in the capital of a Christian nation? Why, very, very simple. Because there were Christians here, but they didn't understand the occult forces. And then, of course, the third in the series, The Eye of the Phoenix, that goes into the occult connotation of the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, where, of course, they hide their emblems in plain sight. And the background, of course, of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was deeply involved in the occult and in Satanism, as was his wife, and how so many of our presidents have been involved in the occult. And remember when Hillary was in the White House, bringing in a medium to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. But don't you worry, Hillary's back again. She's back again now as the Secretary of State, guiding America's foreign policy towards the New World Order and the New World Economic System and the New World Religion. And believe me, that's not Christianity. So remember, these are all available, and so many other DVDs and tape sets and books at RadioLiberty.com. You certainly want to get Chris Pinto's talk he gave for us called The Atlantis Connection. You want Constance Cumby's talk on the emergence, the coming of the new world leader from the spiritual point of view, the occult leader. And, of course, they've been planning on his coming for many years. Somebody just sent me a book written by a fellow named Ledbetter almost 100 years ago talking about how Maitreya was coming, and he would bring with it a new faith. A new faith. Ledbetter was, of course, a leading Freemason 100 years ago, one of the major philosophers of Freemasonry. And so many of the people in our government today are, of course, Freemasons who worship a different God. So then, of course, you'd certainly want to get our four-tape set or four-CD set with Constance Cumby called The Aquarian Conspiracy. That's The Aquarian Conspiracy. We've got great new tape sets on, either tape or CD sets on the assassination of Martin Luther King, going to the people who attended the trial where the jury that heard the case came to the conclusion that the CIA was involved in the murder of Martin Luther King. How could you have a trial like that and nobody ever hear about it? Why, in America we have freedom of the press. And freedom of the press means you have the freedom to distort whatever you want to. And, of course, that's exactly what is going on today. So we do hope many of you out there will want to get the information we're talking about. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The tape set is called, I believe, The Execution of Martin Luther King. And then, of course, please pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our friend Ron Brown. And Ron does support Radio Liberty, and we support him. We like to have him on. I always look forward to our conversations. Hi, Ron. How are things doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us what your take is on what's going on. What do you think about this great new wonderful bailout? President Obama says this bailout's really going to solve our problems. We're just going to put out $800 or $900 billion more in addition to nobody ever talks about the over $8 trillion we've already put out. A lot of it we don't even know where it's gone. But he says if we just put out this, why everything's going to be all right? Or if we don't put it out, things will be catastrophic. Or maybe we're going to have to put out more. But how are we going to solve the problem of excessive liquidity by creating more excessive liquidity?
I think, Dr. Stan, that President Obama is going to have the shortest honeymoon in presidential history. This whole bailout thing, from everything I'm reading, and there's so much resistance to it, that of the $820 billion, one analyst said only about $50 billion of it could be considered as stimulus.
And well, but part of it's going to go to, help prevent sexually transmitted diseases, and a lot of it's going to go for health care for the children. I think $4.2 billion is going to go to, to community action groups like ACORN that, of course, helped to elect Obama, groups that get voter registration. I'm not quite sure how that's going to correct the problems that we have.
Exactly, and that's what's going to weigh heavy on his reputation, because he's responsible. People got excited and hopeful that he was going to come in because he was promoting change, whatever that meant, and yet he's hired the same old hacks that have been in there for all these years. And this, we're at a position where we really need a Houdini or a James Bond to come in with the right formula to correct this crisis, because it's a crisis that's really uncorrectable. And so it would take quite a coup to turn this thing around, and yet everything he's doing is exactly the wrong thing, and I think that'll come back to haunt him very, very quickly.
Well, I was reading an article this morning. My wife was reading it, saying that, before long, why Obama may very well be asking for a recount to make sure maybe he won by mistake, and maybe he really doesn't want to be the president of the United States, because he is in an impossible situation.
That's right.
There is no
That's
way
what
to...
my brother told me the very next morning. He said he should have woke up and said, I better demand a recount because I'm not sure I like what I'm getting into.
Well, Chris, it's really an impossible situation. People don't understand this has been planned for a long period of time. The people who created this whole thing come from the Trilateral Commission. People like Paul Volcker, who's the new economic advisor. Timothy Geithner, he's the new Secretary of the Treasury, and he's one of the people. Larry Summers, he's the head of the Council for Economic Advisors, or one of those similar groups there. And these are the people who created the problem. Why would they want to create the collapse of the American economy? Why, very simply, to bring about a new world order. And that's exactly what Henry Kissinger said in his January 12th article. If you haven't read it, you need to get it up on the Internet, or we can send you a copy. It appeared in the International Herald Tribune, January the 12th. Henry Kissinger, the title of the article, A Chance for a New World Order. And Henry Kissinger, in the first sentence, says, this gives us an opportunity. This gives us an opportunity to bring in this new international order. Isn't that wonderful? We now have an opportunity to give up our freedom, to give up our sovereignty, and, of course, to acquiesce what the occult leaders want. Well, Ron, you go right ahead. Sydney, what sort of response are you getting from your listeners? What do they think about the people you talk to, I should say? Because I know you talk to a lot of people every day.
You know, I think, Dr. Stan, we're approaching that critical mass. You know, all markets, when you start a new bull market, I'm referring to the bull market in gold and silver, they start out very slowly because, by definition, when you start a new bull market, you've been in a bear market, so no one's really interested in gold or silver for years, you know, from 1980 through year 2000 almost. People weren't really interested in gold and silver, but the market has started, and gold has risen, 400% from 250 or so up to 905 now. Silver has gone from $354 up into the $12, $13 range, and despite all the setbacks, it's still rising. It's been one of the few investments over the last 4 or 5 years that have made profits. But as more and more people jump on the bandwagon, then the market starts to intensify, and I really think we're about to go in the third phase, and that is where everyone starts to jump on gold and silver, and there's not enough to go around, and so the flight out of paper money is about to intensify and turn into an all-out panic. So I think this year you're going to see a major change in everything. You've interviewed Gerald Celente before, haven't you?
I've never interviewed him. I've read it, things he's written, but why don't you tell our listeners out there about him? They may not be acquainted with him.
He was interviewed on financialsense.com on January the 17th, and he's done a lot of interviews, but he's well known for calling the shots on what's going to happen with the economy. And back in the beginning of 1908, he labeled that the year of panic. And, of course, right after he came out with that projections, when Lehman Brothers and all the banks started to collapse and the panic ensued on the markets, what he's calling 2009 is the year of collapse. And he's basically saying the next major bubble to pop is going to be commercial real estate, and that's going to be much worse than even the residential real estate, because once that goes and the businesses, I mean, when you look at all the corporations that are shutting down hundreds if not thousands of stores throughout the nation, who's going to be renting all that property? You know, and his statement was no one. So he thinks the whole thing is going to implode on itself. And, you know, they've been pulling rabbit out of their hat to keep this thing alive. And yet when you look at what's happened to global trade, it's just freezing up.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Ron Brown. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ron Brown. And Ron's in the gold business, gold and silver and precious metals. And he's a frequent guest here on Radio Liberty. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Ron was just talking about a fellow named Celente, and apparently he was, you know, he had called pretty well what was going to happen in the year 2008. But he talks about 2009 as the year of collapse. So you pick up that story, Ron.
And he even went on to say, he said, the real problem is that the elitists are protecting themselves and the banks. Every municipality and state government is being squeezed on their budgets, so they're raising prices on tariffs and taxes and everything. So the little guy who's losing his job is being squeezed ever more while they bail out the elitists. And there's a anger that he says is building. And he even came out and projected a rioting and a revolution that's coming, possibly as early as this year. So, I think we're just getting into the fire, and things are going to start to speed up very, very quickly over the next, 12 to 18 months.
Well, I really think we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred during my lifetime. And, of course, what we're doing is taking the money and the value away from the average individual and transferring it to the banks and people of great wealth. And we know, of course, $2 trillion has disappeared from the Defense Department. You can go up and Google that in. The $2 trillion, they don't know where the money went from the Defense Department, but you don't have to worry. The man who was the controller of the Defense Department, Mr. William Lynn, has now been appointed to a key position in the Obama Defense Department. He will be the Deputy Secretary of Defense, second only to Mr. Gates. Isn't that wonderful to know that the man who lost $2 trillion when he was the controller of the Pentagon is now the number two man in the entire defense establishment? And then, of course, we have the Ben Bernanke. He's given away $2 trillion. He won't tell anybody where that's gone. What we're doing, and the reason they have to keep it secret, the reason, you can always read the second report that came out from the Congressional Oversight Panel. That's the Congressional Oversight Panel that came out, I think, the 8th or 10th of January. And we have copies if you can't find them, but they are rather extensive. But if you would prefer that you actually got them off the Internet. But basically, they will tell you, this is a panel appointed by Congress, and they will tell you that the Treasury Department will not tell them where the TARP funds went. The TARP funds are the Troubled Asset Relief Program, that was the $700 billion. Well, really, it was $850 billion, but $150 billion of that was bribes for the congressmen. 55 congressional votes, $150 billion, that's about $2.5 billion per vote, or per congressman. As I always like to say, we've got the finest congressmen in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. And there's no question that the additional $150 billion was all bribes for the congressmen. Well, maybe they didn't get the money. That was just given to them for their, on average, for their districts, you know, so they could get reelected. You can buy an awful lot of votes for $2.5 billion. So, anyway, of course, the TARP funds, of course, they will not tell anybody where they went. I mean, we know that some of the banks have got it, but the majority of the money, we have no idea, or why you would want to give money to banks, how that is going to help the people who are losing their homes, how that's going to help the people who are losing their jobs, how that's going to help the people who can't afford to go to school anymore because they can't pay their student loans. And they keep asking the Treasury Department how these things are going to help, and they just refuse to tell them. So they won't tell the Congressional Oversight Panel where the $700 billion went, and they won't, Ben Bernanke won't tell the Congress where the $2 trillion went. Now, that came from the Fed. The other came from the Treasury Department, so don't get the two confused. But why is there so much secrecy, Ron? If there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it?
Well, let's face it, the whole system is broke, and they have to print trillions and trillions of dollars in a desperate attempt to hold it together. But the reality is they're siphoning all that money and putting it in the wrong place. It's misallocation. It's telling people who failed, don't worry about it because we'll bail you out, and it's telling the people who work hard and prosper that we're going to tax you from it because we're spending your hard-earned profits, and it's just destroying the whole capitalistic system in the United States, plus the whole world, really.
And, of course, it's really, they say capitalism is failed. Well, capitalism is a monopoly system. We're not a capitalist country. We're a free enterprise system. But they've superimposed capitalism on free enterprise, and capitalism goes right along with corporate control. Corporate control of the individual, corporate control of government. And, of course, this was a whole communist idea. There was a conflict between communism and capitalism. But really, of course, capitalism absorbed most of the ideas of communism because there was an alliance between government and capital. That's exactly as exists in the communist country. So it's not that capitalism has failed. I mean, it's that free enterprise system has not been allowed to function. And, of course, the communism always fails, whether you call it capitalism or whether you call it communism. It is always really an alliance between government and people of great wealth. What we need is a free enterprise system to limit the power of government, and that's exactly what the elitists hate. They want to be able to control us common people. They want a feudalistic system. And that is what they're going to get unless the American people understand that they are conspiring together today to destroy the value of our currency. And they've doubled the monetary base within the last 3 or 4 months. And if they, you know, if they allow that money to be lent out, they will destroy, they will have massive inflation. That's why the Fed has actually absorbed over $500 trillion by paying interest on the reserves that are deposited with it, and going from $8 billion that ordinarily would be deposited with the Fed to over $500 trillion. The reason it's hard to get a loan is because the Fed is doing everything they can to keep that money from getting into circulation. All the time they're saying, we're doing everything so that we can get the function working. They're trying to block it from working, but they can't let the American people know the truth, can they?
That's right. I think they're at the point where they're creating the crisis. Well, they have created the crisis, and now they want it to stew a little bit and create the environment where they can then come in with draconian solutions, and you know they're not going to be free market capitalistic solutions. They're going to be socialistic and control, grab of control by this elitist government. And you're right. If American people don't wake up and wake up fast, then we're going to wake up one day and finally no longer live in a constitutional republic with a government of law. We'll be under the law of men, and that's tyranny.
Absolutely, and that's the direction we're headed. But, of course, things are going to get an awful lot worse. This is what people don't understand. They're trying to give you the impression, well, we're doing everything we can to stop this, and that look where the money's going in this bailout. It's not going to create jobs. They're going to, of course, put, I think, $50 billion into infrastructure. $50 billion out of the almost $900 billion they're talking about, of $50 billion into infrastructure. But that's not going to create any jobs until the end of 2010 or 2011. How's that going to help the problem today?
And
they're not going to, but they have to give the impression that they're doing something.
In fact, you know what I think, Dr. Stan? The whole world is looking at the U.S. right now because we're basically the center of this whole depression. You know, we've created the havoc throughout the whole world with global trade collapsing and so forth. And the whole world is looking at the U.S. and Obama in particular, saying, what are you going to do? You've promised to come in and make the change and turn this thing around. And yet when you see these politicians coming up with a bailout bill that is nothing but greed and pork and self-interest, it's got to be destroying the confidence of people all over the world in the ability of the United States to handle its own affairs.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I think that, I mean, you have to look and read what's happening, you know, in Germany, what's happening in Spain, what's happening in Great Britain. I mean, they're even talking about Great Britain actually defaulting. This is the worst crisis in Great Britain going back into the 1690s when the central bank was actually created. There's never been anything like this. The Central Bank of England, which was the prototype of all central banks, created in 1694 by Mr. William Paterson, you know, then became the means by which the British government was able to, or at least the central bank was able to, finance the establishment of the British Empire. It was all done with this artificial monetary system. And that's the basis of our monetary system. And when we fight our wars, we don't tax the people, because if we tax them, why, then they'd be unhappy. So we simply create the money, and then we borrow it from the future. So this is why our debt is up over, well over $10 trillion. It will be over $11 trillion here before this year is over. And, of course, it may well be up to $12 trillion. Right now they're anticipating the federal debt this year will be $1.2 to $1.3 trillion. Remember, it took 200 years for us to accumulate the first $1 trillion in debt, and now we're increasing the debt, the national debt, $1.3 trillion in 1 year. I think it's going to be closer to $2 trillion this year. I hope I'm wrong. We just have to wait and see. But, of course, this is aimed at destroying the value of our currency, and this is what's happened time and again. It happened in Venice during the time of 13th, 14th, 15th centuries. It happened in Florence in the 15th and 16th centuries. I mean, it's happened over and over again down through the ages. It happened in ancient Greece, which is why Aristotle said there's nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have a perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. And who really believes we have godlike wisdom in our rulers? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question for Ron, if you have a question, comment on what's going on. The greatest economic crisis in modern history, going back probably at least 300 years, we're on the edge of a financial Armageddon. Are you prepared? What can you do? Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Ron, when you're talking to your customers, what are they telling you?
I'm having more and more.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
realize, of course, that bonds are only a temporary affair, and you may not get any interest on bonds, but if you think your money is safe there, the inflation, at least 10% at the present time, contrary to what you're being told by the government, and so at least gold and silver, hopefully, you will be able not to lose too much. And of course, in the words of that great sage Richard Russell, he who loses the least wins. He who loses the least wins. Why? Because everybody's going to lose in this whole situation. But if you can preserve the value of some of your wealth, why, you're going to be far ahead of the average individual who is going to be just simply going along, you know, with the other lemmings right over the cliff. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, as you've been saying and I've been saying for the last 2-3 years, that the United States has to borrow about $3 billion or so a day just to keep the treadmill going. And we're borrowing that from foreigners. And then you look at what's happening to global trade and the budgets of the foreign countries. And I was reading an article and it said, after years of bankrolling U.S. consumption with the purchase of dollar assets, most nations are going to be net sellers of dollars in the year 2009. Just Russia, Saudi Arabia, India, and Japan alone have around $2 trillion in U.S. holdings. And at the current trade trends continue, American can expect foreign central banks to sell at least $1 trillion of those holdings.
And you didn't include China there. They got about $700 billion of our bonds. And of course, they would not be at all adverse to selling because they know that our greatest weakness is financial. And as Osama bin Laden said, that what we want to do is bankrupt America, and that's exactly what we're doing. With the help of our administrations taking us into no-win wars that have cost us probably, well, they will admit about $700 billion, but it's probably closer to $1 trillion, and it's going to cost us, according to Joseph Stiglitz, $3 trillion before we're through paying benefits and health care and pensions to all the people we've crippled so far, and of course, there's going to be a lot more continue to die and be crippled over there. And so this is how great nations fall, simply financially. They eventually, and this is what happened to Great Britain. One time they ruled the waves, and today they waive the rules. They're a second-rate nation, totally dependent upon us. And why? Because they got themselves involved in a needless, manipulated war. Well, before we go on, let's go to Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ray, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to talk to Ron and you about the current debate, as long as I know it may still be going on, about the bill of the economic stimulus package. And part of it was the idea that only U.S. made equipment and materials would be used to rebuild the infrastructure. And there's a lot of people that are against that because they said it'll set off trade wars. And what I'm thinking is that Obama is going to go on the side of the European unions. He's going to desert the American worker, you know, and they have deserted the American worker. It's just a shame.
You're absolutely right. And of course, Mr. Obama was put into power by the elitists, by the people within the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, who are dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. They hate the idea of protectionism, and we need to protect our laborers and do not believe anything they say. This is what we need to do. We need to have terrorists. We need to protect our industries.
Right.
We can survive without the rest of the world. They cannot survive without us. And they put out all sorts of barriers, you know, and value-added taxes and other things to benefit their industries. It's about time we had somebody who was an American in the White House who wanted to protect America.
The Republicans have come out against this thing. They want to strip it from the bill.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
It's terrible. I mean, I can't believe that the Republicans are actually saying this.
They have been betrayed because the leadership of the Republican Party is controlled by the same people who control Obama. And do you have any thoughts at all on that, Ron?
I disagree with everything you're saying. You know, we've gotten ourselves in such a predicament that, yeah, if we start doing this, the trade wars are going to develop, and that's just going to make the whole global thing freeze up even more, and that's going to start countries freezing the assets of in their country and not letting it get out.
And that's what happened in World War One, and that just created the Depression. So, yeah, there's no easy way out of this, and we should have been doing a lot of this stuff many, many years ago. As you know, I've talked about that, that we used to run our country just on tariffs. And
but right now we have bipartisan treason in Washington, D.C. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Chris, our guest is Ron Brown, and right now we have Ray calling from Santa Cruz. Anything else you want to say, Ray, before we let you go?
Only this. I believe there's going to be some serious trouble in the streets. As a matter of fact, I think pretty soon, probably within a couple months.
Well, I think
in the summertime, probably.
But Ray, you have to understand that they have their agent provocateurs. It's exactly what they want.
Then they
can mobilize these concentration camps that they have. They call them detention camps. No, they're concentration camps. That's why they revitalized the Japanese concentration camps from the Second World War. If you haven't heard my talk on the planned police state, talk we gave a couple of years ago, it's very important. Increasingly important today. There's a syllabus that goes with it, gives you all the documentation. They know exactly what they're doing. They've been planning this for a long time, and they'll have their agent provocateurs out there urging people to be out in the streets. And how do they did it? You need to get our 4-tape set on the battle in Seattle where they had the demonstrations a couple of years ago. It was all staged by the internationalists, and they financed the people who led the demonstrations against them. You always want a controlled opposition. That's what it's about. Anything else, Ray?
Yeah, that's all.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Will, who's calling from Missouri. Hi, Will. How are you doing? What part of Missouri are you from?
Well, I'm in the southwest corner, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. You're listening on shortwave or Internet?
I'm listening over the Internet this evening.
Okay, very good. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question for our guest or a comment?
Yes, I have a question for Ron. In regards to the gold-silver ratio, Ron, right now it's standing at about 72-34 thereabouts earlier today. How does the gold-silver ratio work as far as evaluating the efficacy of staying in silver or going to gold? How does that gold-silver ratio work, and what do we need to know about it?
Well, way back when, you know, back in the 80s, the strategy was whenever the ratio hit 40-1, you would get out of gold into silver, and then when it got down to about 20-1, you would get from silver back to gold. Well, after the 80s, the ratio ran up to 100 on several occasions, and now it's like at 73. I anticipate that the gold-to-silver ratio is going to drop, and I would say to a minimum of 10-1. Back in 1980, when silver made the run to 50, it hit 17-1. But over the last 30 years, we basically consumed most of the silver that's left. And just as we're getting down to the bottom of that glut barrel that was created back in the 60s when we demonetized silver and the whole world dumped their monetary silver into the industrial market.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kirstie, our guest this evening is Ron Brown. And before we go on, and you hang on there. We have Will calling from Missouri. Please hang on, Will. But I want to have Ron get out his telephone number, and I don't think he has a website, do you?
Nope.
All right, fine. Well, at least you do offer to send out some written material and some fascinating reports. Why don't you get your telephone number out?
That's 1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
All right, fine. And Will had called in. Will is calling from Missouri, and he was asking about the silver-to-gold ratio. Now, in the past, traditionally, it was 16-1. That was the way it was for many, many years. And then it's got up to 100-1. In other words, you know, because 100 ounces of silver and 1 ounce of gold, it's down around 73 right now, 73 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. But Ron thinks it's probably going to drop down to about 10. And I would think that down the line, I hopefully would get back to some sort of a logical world where there'd be something behind our currency, and I would hope that one day we would have, you know, a currency was backed by gold and silver. Whether that'll ever occur during my lifetime, I don't know. Whether this whole system will collapse and we'll go back to a total barter system, Western civilization will be destroyed, as some people have openly advocated, and if you've never read the article in West Magazine in 1970, where, well, of course, Maurice Strong, a friend of the Rockefellers, a multi-billionaire, formerly Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, gave an interview in 1990 saying that a group of people, wealthy people, he imagined, he had this dream, they were going to create a secret society, and they were going to destroy Western civilization. I mean, it sounds crazy. It's covered in my syllabus on sustainable development. We actually have the article, if anybody wants to read it, the article in West Magazine, where Maurice Strong, a multi-billionaire, talks about the necessity, the requirement. Anybody who cares about the Earth want to destroy Western civilization and impoverish the people. Well, but right now, of course, we're talking with Ron Brown, and of course, Will is asking about the gold to silver, or the silver to gold ratio. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Ron, you go ahead with your discussion on the silver to gold ratio. You were saying you thought it might even get down to 10-1?
Well, there are even people saying it'll get to 1-1 eventually, because what's happened, see, silver is consumed industrially, and as the more high-tech and sophisticated science becomes, the more critical silver is, because it's almost in every new application that's developed. So over the last 50 years, we've been consuming the silver at a deficit. We are now down to the point where people who study it, Ted Butler being one of them, actually says there's as much as 2 times more gold in ounces above ground that could possibly come into the market than there is silver. So if there's more gold than there is silver, and silver really is more critical to the industrial world, but it's also a monetary metal, then it makes sense that, I mean, it doesn't make sense that the gold to silver ratio could be at 71. So I think what's going to happen when we enter, and we're entering it right now, the next major upsurge in demand for gold and silver, what is going to happen is that the silver will dry up very, very quickly, and then it will explode. But that's always the way silver works. It's always outperforms gold dramatically in the last third or fourth of the bull market, because there's not enough silver out there to go around and meet both the monetary demand and the industrial demand.
All right, fine. Anything else you wanted to ask, Will?
Would that, Ron, be comparable, perhaps, what we might see in palladium as well, or platinum?
That's a good question. You know, platinum was allowed to rise from, 200 or something, back 20 years or 15, 20 years ago, and it got as high as $1,100.
It got up to $2,000.
Yeah, excuse me, $2,000, right. $2,400, in fact. But platinum, and I don't think platinum is a threat to their monetary system. People perceive platinum as strictly a industrial commodity, and the same with palladium. And of course, when we went into this serious recession, then platinum just fell out of bed, and so did palladium. The problem with palladium is that palladium and platinum are interchangeable in most industrial applications. Historically, platinum is about 3 times the value of palladium. So back, in the late 90s or 80s, I guess, when palladium got down in around $70, they came up with palladium catalytic converters, and all the auto industry converted to palladium, and palladium ran up to $1,100. But the problem with that was that Russia produces about 70% of the world's palladium, and they started playing games with deliveries and wouldn't deliver it, and they drove the price to that $1,100. And at that point, the auto companies basically said, the heck with you, we're just going to go back to platinum. It'll be a cold day in hell before we go back to palladium. So palladium is a very, has potential. I think anything that's a commodity has the potential to go up, but it's a very thin market, and there's wide spreads between the bid and the ask. So I would be a little careful with palladium.
Okay, anything else you'd like to ask?
If we saw a dramatic rise in the price of gold, and if you're looking or projecting a 10-1 gold to silver ratio, we would be then possibly anticipating far higher than $100 an ounce silver.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
we went from $5 to $50 in 12 months back in 1979, and here we are with the debt is what 10, 20, 30 times is what it was back then. We could very easily see silver go right through $100 in a matter of months.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you very much for taking my call, Dr. Stan. Thank you, Ron.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Will who's calling us from Missouri. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're leaving in very, very strange times. We have people in control of both political parties who are dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. They are dedicated to this one world dream. But behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And if you doubt that, let me suggest you go to the website, LuciusTrust.org. LuciusTrust.org, and read their material, and you'll find out that there really are people out there who really, of course, believe that they're spirits, as they call them ascended masters, who are involved in carrying out a plan. And the plan, the word, is capitalized to give it divinity. And that plan is to bring about this one world government. That's what it's all about. And, of course, he's a Luciferian, the Lucius Trust. It came out of the Lucifer Publishing House. People find it hard to believe today that there really are people who worship Lucifer. That is because they've never studied Gnosticism, because our ministers don't tell us about it. But we are told, you know, we're to put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, to stand. And, of course, the reason we put on our whole armor of God is because we struggle against not flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And right now, of course, we're certainly dealing with a situation in economic crisis. And every time you pick up the paper, there have been more layoffs. We're talking about, you know, within the last 3 months, over 1,500,000 in the last 3 months, November, December, January, 1,500,000 people have lost their jobs, a lot of them then, even though they had, you know, prime loans, prime housing loans, they're not going to be able to make their payments. And we're in real trouble, aren't they? Ron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
I was, one of my good friends and clients that lives here in town where I'm at, he comes by once a week, he's retired, and his wife just passed away about 3 months ago, and so he started traveling around the country just to kind of, you know, get away. And he met his children in Las Vegas last week, week before last, to see a soccer contest with his grandkids. And when he went into the hotel to register, he noticed there were very few cars in the parking lot. And he got to talking with the lady at the desk, and she told him that the average occupancy rate of all the major hotels in Las Vegas was running at around 12%. He said they're laying off people out of the casinos left and right. But see, that's just a small microcosm of what's happening around the whole country. And when you go into that sort of recession and people are losing their jobs, which means they're not paying their taxes, which means every state in the union and every municipality is on the verge of bankruptcy. I think California's paying out with IOUs now, aren't they?
Yep, and because California's got an unemployment rate of about 9.6%. They're implementing this wonderful new program on greening. They're going to green our state. They're going to run up the price of electricity so we won't use so much electricity. But in the process, of course, you're going to drive any industry that uses electricity out of the state. And industries are leaving California. And, of course, as they pursue this whole scam of global warming, and they make, you know, all sorts of, you know, demands as far as, you know, changing tailpipe emissions and, you know, trying to get people to use electric cars, but then they're driving up the price of electricity intentionally so that you won't use so much electricity. And they're driving up the price of natural gas right here in California, a whole program that is designed to destroy the industrial infrastructure of the state of California with a 9.4% or 9.6% unemployment rate. It won't be long before we're up to 12, 14, 16% unemployment right here that they'll admit to. And, of course, it's always much higher than they will admit to. And we're in real trouble here in California. And we're paying with IOUs, but there is just no way they're going to be able to come up. They raise the taxes, more people, more industries are going to leave. In fact, we're losing more people from this state than we're gaining every single year. So we're in real trouble in California, and I fear this is going to spread, you know, to other states as well. Certainly our pension fund, our pension fund for our public employees union is down 35% as of last year, and how much they're going to lose this year, probably a similar amount. And then what's going to happen to the pensions for all the people who've retired? And I mean, they're going to have to move out of the state. They can't afford it because everything's so much more, costs so much more here. So California is in real trouble because we've got people up in Sacramento who have no relationship to logic. Why would you want to bring in a greening program, an environmental, a global warming program now aimed at destroying industry? I mean, you would think you'd want to encourage industry, but that's not what they're doing.
That's part of the anger, Dr. Stan. Every solution that these I call them idiots, come up with is squeezing the little guy. You know, if you raise the cost of electricity and these people are losing their jobs, it's just another example of how they're just getting squeezed at every turn, and the anger is building, and it's going to erupt at some point, and like you say, that'll fall right into the hands of the planners, because they will use that as an excuse to go another step towards their draconian solutions and their new world order.
Collect the weapons, to mobilize the concentration camps, to expand government control. In fact, Obama wants some sort of a civilian police force, you know, where everything is supposed to be mediated in Washington, D.C. We're going to have a massive expansion of a federal Gestapo. This is what he's calling for. He has a fancy name for it, but that's what it is. The last thing our founding fathers ever would have wanted. But then, of course, they also warned us that the central bankers would lead us to the point where one day, of course, our children would live in a country without freedom. That's what Thomas Jefferson said, and you can go up on the Internet and pull down the quotation talking about the danger of the banks, and everything Thomas Jefferson feared is coming to pass today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown. Well, Ron, somebody just called in and asked what you would recommend as far as gold and silver. What percentage of people's wealth do they have in gold and silver?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because if you'd go back 20, 25 years and you'd call the average broker or whatever, and they would just, it was just a patent answer they would all give, put 5 to 10% of your money in gold and have it as an insurance policy. But as we go into this collapse and we see the paper assets just melting down around us, you know, I think a person ought to have a lot more than 5 or 10% of their money in gold and silver. I would say, in fact, what I tell people is put 25 to 50% of it in there and see if you can find a way to invest your other that it's not in danger. But there's really no place to go but gold and silver now, so I guess everyone has to choose their own poison. But I still believe silver should be about 75% of your metals portfolio, and maybe gold 25%. Once the ratio gets down below 20 or so, we'd want to switch back and get maybe to 50-50 or something like that. But there's an awful lot of uncertainty on the way before that happens.
We're living in very, very uncertain times, ladies and gentlemen, and we encourage people to make their preparations fiscally in every way they can, and certainly in a spiritual way as well, because we are involved in the spiritual battle, and if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, well, you're going to get into some very real problems in the time that lie ahead, and you'll become rather frantic and frightened, but this is not a time to be frightened. It's really an exciting time for those of us who know the Lord to be living through. Well, if you're out there, we time for one more call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And certainly we see the new administration coming in. And, of course, what is their solution to the problem? Why exactly the same thing to the Bush administration? Putting more money in. Of course, certainly Henry Paulson said, if you don't give me the $700 million, why the whole financial system's going to come tumbling down. You have to give me the $700 million, you know, the TARP funds, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, so we can buy up the bonds, the housing bonds, and stop the collapse of the banking system. And then when he got the money, he refused to do what would have stopped the problem. He had no intention of doing that. And now, of course, Obama's come in and said, you've got to give me the money. I mean, if you don't give me the money, the whole system's going to collapse. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is just the first in a series of demands for more and more and more money. And it's going to take probably another $5 or $10 trillion to solve the problem. And if they produce that money out of nothing, what's going to happen? It's going to destroy the value of our currency. And there's nothing new. If you haven't read my book, little pamphlet on the history of money, which you should know, or some of the other information that's out there, the book The Creature from Jekyll Island, heard my talk on the financial tsunami, you need to get that, and you need to help us get the truth out across America. Well, Ron, you've got 3 minutes to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Steve Forbes and Gary Bauer and Alan Keyes and Sidney Pat Buchanan. But you know, when the first time we had our meeting, Kennedy was there, Pastor Kennedy from Floral Gate, church in Florida that he had. And, you know, most of us were asking questions about, you know, how do you feel about this issue or that issue? But Pastor Kennedy was simply asked each one of them, you know, if you were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? And then, of course, he would use that as a vehicle to give them the Christian message. And it's a good question we maybe ought to think about asking more and more people, because we're entering into very, very difficult times, and there may be the massive loss of life in America. There may be a total breakdown of society. There really are people who want to destroy Western civilization as we know it. And we talked earlier about the story of Marie Strong, a multi-billionaire very close to the Rockefellers, who told a reporter who had visited him there at La Boca Grande, the center there in Colorado where the witches and the shamans and the members of all the occult organizations meet on a regular basis. And Marie Strong actually had set up this camp, this place for the people involved with the witches and the warlocks, and they were all coming there. Marie Strong had said, you know, I keep having this recurrent dream. You know, the world's in trouble. You know, the world's under attack. The only way to save the world would be to destroy Western civilization. And I have a dream that we form a secret society, these wealthy people, and then, of course, we eventually or literally shut down all of the financial markets and we destroy Western civilization. We have the article out of West Magazine, or you can read it in my syllabus on sustainable development, which you should have anyway. It's got so much other important information in it. What you must understand is there really are people who want to destroy Western civilization. They have a plan, and I believe it's being carried out today. And if you haven't read my November and December 2008 Radio Liberty letters, they're up on the Internet, free of charge. November, December 2008, www.radioliberty.com. And, of course, you can watch a lot of our DVDs there. We hope many of you will want to get my book on Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret. Certainly you want to get my talk on the planned police state, and there's a syllabus that goes with the forbidden secret and with the planned police state. You want to get the new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, which goes into the occult symbols on the back of the dollar bill that were put there by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who is deeply involved in the occult. In fact, he had sent a number of people to Southern California, the Philosophical Research Society, which was the organization created by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist. And these people were sent from Washington, D.C. to photocopy all of the records on the occult material that Manly P. Hall had accumulated from the whole world. And as Manly P. Hall wrote in his writings, they always hid their emblems in plain sight. And so here in the United States, they hid them on the back of the dollar bill, and if one person in a thousand really understands what you're seeing when you look at it, well, anyway, of course, you need to get a video. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix. It's well worthwhile watching. And, of course, the videos, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the Riddles in Stone, The Atlantis Connection, because America is to become the a new Atlantis replacing lost Atlantis, and then the emergence, the coming of the new world leader. Not imaginary, but very real. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like information on a long-term food storage or Berkey's or certainly the health products you'd need, give us a call. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty.